You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening, well, we're commemorating next week's Election Day with a theme called Criminals and Politicians. And we began that last set with a Chuck U remix of Heaven 17's Fascist Groove with a bunch of clips from Donald Trump a couple of months ago after he tweeted a quote from the fascist dictator Mussolini. And then we followed that with the legendary 12-string acoustic blues guitar player Lead Belly and Jailhouse Blues. Then we heard for the first time in that set our featured artists of the evening, the Sex Pistols, and Pretty Vacant from their Flogging a Dead Horse album, which was put out essentially after they had disbanded, and that's what it was, Flogging a Dead Horse, but still some excellent music on there. And then we heard from the Beastie Boys, Car Thief, and The Clash, The Card Cheat. And we finished things off once again with the Sex Pistols and Liar. You know, I do agree with one thing Donald Trump said. The system is rigged, although not in the way he meant it. We don't, here in the United States, elect our presidents democratically. We've got this electoral college, and as a result of that, this election is all about convincing a couple of swing voters in a couple of swing states. Here in Massachusetts, the unfortunate truth is your vote for the president really doesn't matter because it's virtually unthinkable that Massachusetts would end up voting for Trump. No, instead, all of our electoral college votes are going to go to Hillary Clinton. And in order to democratically elect the president, we would need to get rid of the Electoral College and this winner-take-all statewide approach. Just get rid of it and instead make every vote count equally in the country. And the third, the current system, it's rigged all right, but it's rigged against the third-party candidates while it tremendously benefits the Democrats and the Republicans, the two established parties, the two-man con job that it really is. But it won't be changed because the people with the power like it that way. And that works on a couple of levels, just like, you know, in order to change the Constitution, you need to get the small states, the ones with two senators and one representative, to give up the power, their power, and they're not going to do that. I guess you need more, you need a revolution in order to make changes at that level. Backing me up right now is the Ned Nash Orchestra, perhaps just one guy and his synthesizers. And this is Hang 'em High from the Ned Nash Orchestra's Greatest Western Movie Themes. So in the next set, one of my sound collage audio clips from who knows where is actually going to be from current Vice President Joe Biden. And back a couple of years ago when he was being interviewed by Katie Couric, and he was talking about being a leader, what it takes to be a leader, to project confidence and to get your facts right. And he gives an example, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, during the great stock market crash in 1929, how FDR went on TV and talked to the American people and inspired their confidence in him. The only problem, well, there's several problems with that. One is that when the stock market crashed in 1929, FDR wasn't president and television didn't exist. Yes. All that and more from Joe Biden coming up in the next set. But we're going to begin this set with our second contribution from Chuck Yu into our criminals and politicians theme this evening. He recorded Eugene Chadbourne over at the Lily Pad last month, October 12th. And this is a piece by Eugene Chadbourne called The Look of Strumpf. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Is in their eyes a look that's anything but wise? The look of Trump, it's saying so much more than words can ever say. And from what I hear, next time they're gonna choke your breath away, man. They can hardly wait to grab you, throw sucker punches at you, as if they had waited just for hatred. Now that they have found it, their face, a look that history never erased, a brawl tonight, but this be just the start of so many fights like this. Hold up your hand, make a vow and seal it with a fist. They can hardly wait to grab you, throw sucker punches at you, as if they had waited just for hatred. Now that they have found it, next time they're gonna kill you.
Next time they're gonna kill you.
Next time we're gonna kill you.
Gonna kill you.
case of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, with each and every highway and that much more than this. I did it my way.
hear this, now hear this. This is your captain speaking, my fine pinioned pirates. We're approaching the tricky buoy. Sharpen your cutlasses. There may be skullduggery ahead.
Born killer.
Whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
So many problems, so why am I here? I need me because you're all too clear. And I can see there's something wrong with you. What do you expect me to do? At least I gotta know what I wanna be. Look, come to me if you need pity. I am lonely, you've got no one. You got your body in suspension. That's a problem. 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 The problem is you.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is constitutional attorney John Whitehead.
If convicted felon Eric Torpey has to go down, he wants to do it in a blaze of Celtic glory. Prosecutors wanted Torpey to serve a 30-year jail sentence, and his attorney agreed. But for the Boston Celtics fan, doing time meant more than running down the shot clock in a prison cell. It was his chance to honor his all-time Celtic hero, Larry Bird. So Torpey asked the judge for 33 years instead of 30 in a tribute to the number Bird wore during his NBA championship triumphs. Incredibly, the judge agreed. The point of law is our Eighth Amendment. While it does not prevent a prisoner from asking for more time, it does prevent the government from inflicting cruel or unusual punishments. And that's one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is criminals and politicians. And backing me up right now is David McCollum with a jazz orchestra and a really cool cover version of the Batman theme. And we've been hearing a couple of clips from the Batman TV show all the way from our intro set with Julie Newmar as the Catwoman, and we had Burgess Meredith as the Penguin in the last set, which began with a look of strumpf. A cool cover version of a song by Eugene Chadbourne, recorded live by Chuck Yu at the Lily Pad on October 12th of last month. And then we followed that with our featured artists, the Sex Pistols, and another cool cover version of a song that was Sid Vicious singing My Way. And then we heard from John Carlini and Tony Rice, It Takes a Thief. Guns N' Roses, Perfect Crime. And then Elvis Presley gave us Jailhouse Rock. The Sex Pistols once again with Problems. And then some public service messages on reducing gun violence. And a really crazy criminal, well, a stupid criminal, who asked for an extra 3 years on his jail sentence so he could serve 33 in honor of Larry Bird. Pretty stupid guy. But then again, it didn't seem like he had much going on in his life anyway. So, among other questions that will be decided on Tuesday, here in Massachusetts, there's question four on the ballot, which would be legalizing the recreational use of marijuana for adults. And the people against it have been promoting a lot of falsehoods through the various media. And there was a letter to the editor that was written by Andy Goss, who's the press secretary of MassCan Normal, the state affiliate of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, which actually I had served for 6 years on that organization's board of directors and contributed in a number of ways towards getting this question four on the ballot this year. And Andy Goss's letter to the editor was called Bring Marijuana, the Marijuana Business Above Ground. And I'd like to read it for you. So opponents of question four paint it as a measure that will bring marijuana to Massachusetts, make it available to minors, and create a large marijuana industry in the state. But in fact, we have marijuana right now. It's readily available to minors, and there's already a large marijuana industry. The only question is whether we want an illegal industry or a legal one. Opponents of question four effectively support the illegal industry's right to continue doing business on street corners, in alleyways, or in the apartment across the hall from you. Selling directly to minors, selling other drugs alongside marijuana, recognizing no law, paying no taxes, and pouring all the profits back into the black market. We, who support question four, favor bringing the marijuana business above ground, where it can be taxed and regulated. Selling marijuana in stores that check ID and don't sell other drugs is safer for our children and our communities. And by the way, those stores won't be selling brightly colored candy in their front windows, despite what you may have seen on TV. Edibles will be wrapped with the THC content clearly stamped on the wrapper. And no store window displays of any marijuana products of any kind are going to be visible from the street. Legal marijuana is also going to be fairer to our children and our communities. As a recent ACLU study confirms, marijuana enforcement targets African Americans, making them 3 to 4 times as likely to suffer legal consequences for using marijuana as white folks doing the same thing. Most importantly, legal marijuana is more in line with what Americans mean by freedom. It simply isn't the government's business as you're sitting at home having a joint at the end of the day instead of a beer or a whiskey. Just one last reason to vote for question four. For years, we've heard complaints about Massachusetts residents going to New Hampshire to buy their liquor. If question four passes, it's going to be payback time on that matter. I also went to an excellent luncheon talk at Harvard Law School the other day, and there was somebody from the ACLU who was talking about open data and how it can be used to analyze things. And one of the things that she did as an example was she made a map that shaded a map of downtown Boston, and it highlighted the areas where there were mostly white people living, actually kind of gradient, so shades of gray on that. And then it showed where there were the non-white people living. And then she overlaid a map of where all the arrests for marijuana occur. And they occur in all of the black neighborhoods, but not the ones that are mostly populated by white. It's a racial issue. And when you see people like Boston Mayor Walsh and the Catholic Church, which has poured $850,000 into last-minute ads against legalizing marijuana, well, where is their stand on all of this? Continuing to oppress black people. Once again, I want to emphatically state that the views and opinions expressed on this program don't necessarily represent those of WMFO, Tufts University, or the WMFO exec board. Well, we've got one last set for you before Chase Carson comes in with a time tunnel. Rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco music from back in the day, plus the jazz interlude. Around 11:30 or so. So we're going to start off our final set here with, oh yeah, some bad boys with criminal convictions in this band. Here's Motley Crue. Keep your eye on the money on the Tears of the God sound collage. All right, WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Yeah. to instill confidence is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people. If you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the princes of greed. He said, look, here's what happened.
alone. I got a terrible hangover. I never had one as bad as this.
The point is that nobody seems to have said it, but it's so obvious. But I, for one, believe that Nixon obviously was the man behind Watergate. He's the guy that planned the whole thing with the boys. I hereby accuse Richard Nixon of being the man behind Watergate. This is the first time in media this has been said. President Nixon was the guy that planned Watergate. I hereby would like to start a little movement here in New York City. As you know from previous demonstrations, word of mouth can do a lot of things. Let's start a movement now to impeach Richard Nixon. Just spread the word around. Just tell everybody you know. Call up your pals on the West Coast and just get the word out, because the media will be too chicken. So, well, the mere fact of impeaching President Nixon will be a blow to the government that will be far more important than whether Agnew's in there or not, because Nixon and Agnew are the same people. They're both going to be... No?
Let us think about the policies of President Agnew. Think it through.
Can I have the guitar?
Yeah. Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
And what is your name, little girl?
Jen.
Jen. And what did you do to get locked up in a place like this?
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and the police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Is that right? So you're telling me you were unjustly accused?
Into the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, and yes, politicians this evening, as our theme was criminals and politicians. Often the same group of people. So, our final set of the evening, as you just heard, began with Motley Crue, Keep Your Eye on the Money, and then the Ellington Twins and Guy Lombardo, the soundtrack to Anatomy of a Murder. Then the Kinks gave us Once a Thief, and then yet another Chuck U, Sonic contributions. Scoop Nisker, the Birds, Nixon, Kickin' Dick from Chuck Hughes, the Nixon Years, A Personal Reflection. And then we heard our final song from our featured artist, the Sex Pistols, Submission. And we wrapped up the music with my Plastic Sushi Jailhouse Gen remix of AC/DC's What You Do for Money, Honey. Backing me up right now is a somewhat unconventional jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel. This is Frank Zappa and the Beltway Bandits. And this, I would have to say, is some kind of experimental jazz. It sure ain't rock music. It's not classical music. Yeah, it's jazz. Next week, we've got a great show for you. But stay tuned for Chase coming up next here on WMFO in Medford.